From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The investigation that could lead to Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' impeachment is underway in Jefferson City. Greitens has accused St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, a Democrat, of political motives in bringing an indictment against him for felony invasion of privacy. House Assistant Minority Leader Gina Mitten is one of two Democrats on the committee. Despite her own past criticisms of Republican leaders, she expects this investigation to be free of partisanship.
I have absolute faith and confidence in every single member on this committee. I'm honored that I am one of them, and I do have faith that the committee will operate in a professional way and will do its job with integrity and honor and candor.
The committee will consider whether to bring articles of impeachment against Greitens and report back to the House by April 9th. The credits rolled and screens across Columbia faded to black last night as the 15th annual True False Film Fest came to an official end. Filmgoers ate dinner, had drinks, and heard live music at the Missouri Theater closing reception before watching The Price of Everything. First-time True False volunteer Christopher Filer finally got his chance to see the other side of the activities.
All the behind-the-scenes stuff, I feel, is just as cool as, like, the films themselves, just the way that everybody is so excited about providing a great experience.
Attendees and volunteers said this year's fest was marked by feelings of vibrancy and excitement. Missouri Democrats are divided about whether Republican Governor Eric Greitens should resign. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum checked the pulse of attendees of Democrat Days in Hannibal over the weekend.
Democrats like former State Representative Ed Schieffer of Troy feel that Greitens' extramarital affair and allegations of taking a partially nude photo of a woman without her consent are disqualifying.
I believe strongly if I had done half the things that supposedly the president and the governor's done, I would have been put out of office justifiably.
But Gene Hyde of UAW Local 2550 says if Greitens steps down, GOP Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson could be more effective at implementing policies harmful to organized labor.
It is more advantageous to us for him to remain governor at this point.
Democrats may also want to keep Greitens in office so they can use his political woes to help their candidates, such as U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri senators have approved changes to the governor's role in picking State Board of Education members after a fight with Governor Eric Greitens. Senators this past week sent a bill to the House that would require Senate confirmation for 5 out of 8 board members before the board could act. The proposal comes after Greitens stacked the board with his appointees to oust the former Education Commission. Some senators criticized Greitens for making the appointments and pushing for the change before the appointees could be confirmed when the Senate reconvened in January. The measure also would allow only 2 members of the board to be independents. If made law, the governor would be required to appoint a non-voting teacher member to the board. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.